producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Friends, the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right, welcome back. Hour number two on a Labor Day. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-877-317-6432. Dateline, Lancaster, Ohio. Lady out walking a trail was confronted by two men who told her to come with them while she was walking the trail with her dog. A medium to small dog, according to the description, which did not put off the assailants at all. They weren't concerned that she had a dog. She has her concealed weapon to thank. And her mind, and her willingness. Her name is Dinah Byrne. She's a licensed carry concealed weapon in Ohio. Hadn't been carrying her gun with her for the most part when she walked her dog, but just had recently started doing that. And I would have to do not much of a wild conjecture to think she's probably going to carry it from now on. She said, I think if they'd gotten any closer, I probably would have fired. It was Monday. She was on a footpath near Sanderson Elementary School. She says, her terminology, not mine, two gentlemen came out of the woods, one holding a baseball bat, and said, you're coming with us. And they were not deterred by her dog, Gracie. She said, what do you want? And as I was saying that, I reached into my pocket and I slipped my gun out, slipped the safety off as I pulled it out. As I was doing that, the other gentleman came toward me and raised the baseball bat, and I pointed the gun at them and said, I have this, and I'm not afraid to use it. The gentleman then took off and have so far eluded police. Now, Mrs. Burns has gotten some flack on Facebook for not shooting them. Shooting somebody is really a personal thing. It's a personal matter. You go through a lot of things yourself. If you're unhurt and you persevere in a self-defense shooting, you're going to go through a lot of things. Now, there thankfully is a gap between legally justified and clearly needed to. The man fled the moment they saw the gun, so she did not feel the need to fire her weapon. The only way she could have fired her weapon in that instance is to simply have pulled it out and, made no warning, pull it out and start firing as they're coming towards her. If they turn and go and she fires at them then, she may be transgressing the law. Let's talk about those of the, there's a pretty big proportion of people with concealed carry permits that don't carry their gun or a gun. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about some of the reasons why you wouldn't carry a gun. First of all, carrying a gun is uncomfortable on the best of times. Now, I try to mitigate that comfort, that lack of comfort, by not going inside the waistband, but going outside the waistband. So that means I have to wear shirts that cover that and don't print. I was at a restaurant the other day, and I was in line getting takeout. And I was carrying a gun. I was carrying a Glock 26 and one of those 45-degree angled holsters in the small of my back. And as I bent over, apparently, just imperceptibly, I'd been through this all day. Nobody had noticed anything. Been through this all day, but the woman immediately behind me, according to my wife, looked down, and her eyes got really big. My wife looked down. My gun was still covered, but it was beginning to print. I was wearing a solid colored shirt, so it was beginning to print. And that's about as close as I've ever come to having a gun noticed. It was not ever physically seen. But I will tell you another thing you never need to do. Never conceal a gun outside the waistband and then go try on sport coats in a men's shop where they're going to measure you precisely. Never do that. Never do that. So when you're carrying a gun, it's uncomfortable. You have a hard time hiding it in some cases because I carry guns. A 380 semi-automatic, if that's what you got, by all means, carry it. I want something more than that as my primary weapon. Backup gun, that's fine. But I want something more as a primary weapon. That doesn't mean it can't be a primary weapon to you. This is just my preference. Now, there's so many, you know, the other part of the inconvenience is when you're sitting down, when you're in the car, when you're standing up, all this other stuff, you constantly got to make sure it's covered. And if you're sitting in the car and you're carrying anywhere beyond 4 o'clock on the right side of my body, the seat's pushing it in against you. The gun underneath a shirt, unless you're wearing an undershirt or you have one of these holsters, but you know they don't make holsters outside the waistband that have this, and it's going to rub up against you. And I stipple all of my grips. So that means it's like I have a sandpaper wedge rubbing up against my side. And it's just difficult to do it. And I do it anyway. I do it and I make sure it stays. I do my best to make sure it stays covered up. Carry the biggest gun that I can possibly conceal at any given time. Because that has a psychological effect on somebody. Now, I don't know what kind of gun Miss Burns had, but apparently it had enough of a psychological effect on her assailants where they ran away. I want to have a psychological effect on them when I draw down on them, and at the same time, if I don't have a psychological effect on them, if it doesn't intimidate them to running away, I want it to be able to back up everything I'm projecting. So that means I need a couple of things out of that weapon. I need capacity and I need caliber. In my case, most of the guns I carry are 9mm. Each one of them are stuffed with very expensive self-defense ammo, but it's going to do the job. I definitely do not carry 9mm ball ammunition in either in the gun or in the spare magazines, because they have a tendency to over-penetrate. And that means it's going to go right through my assailant and maybe continue on down and hit some people that don't deserve to be shot by me or anybody. So I'm very cognizant of that fact. So when I go out and I'm carrying, a little aside, I've been trying to find another gun to carry just for the sake of variety. You know, I carry a lot of Glocks. I have a couple of guns that are not Glocks, but most of the guns I have are Glocks. And I went out there looking, and I looked at the SIG P320, and I looked at the H&K VP9, and some of these other guns that are supposedly the next big thing. And I'm not going to be buying another gun. Because for me, I have shot the Glock platform so much, I'm so used to the quick trigger reset. The quick trigger reset has a lot to do with it. The slower, lackadaisical trigger reset of the SIG 320 and of the H&K VP9, when you couple it with the magazine release being on the trigger guard, where my hand has to, I can't maintain a firing grip on that gun. Not carrying them. I'll deal with the discomfort. Deal with the discomfort. Carry the gun. Make sure you're carrying one that's effective for you. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Welcome back. Happy Labor Day on a fairly nice Monday morning. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. It has been a year in Mississippi. A year ago, we had the beginning of this predictable pattern in Mississippi. The state relaxes restriction on carrying firearms, and it didn't devolve into the anarchy that the gun opponents predicted. In Mississippi, they had a sort of a weird concealed carry law. The gun had to be completely concealed, not partially concealed. If you carried a gun in the open, it would be partially concealed by the holster, you see. Now, nobody thought about doing the Velcro thing like they used to in Star Trek. I don't know why, but they didn't. But that's sort of a stupid law. I mean, a gun in the open in a holster is the way you carry it. You want a holster to cover the trigger guard and to have it close at hand. That's why you have a holster. If a holster doesn't cover the trigger guard and it doesn't have it close at hand, it's not a holster anymore. I guess you could be like Tuco and Good, the Bad, and the Ugly and just tie it around your neck and let it dangle. And then it wouldn't be partially concealed at all. In 2013, they enacted House Bill 2, which amended the state's definition of concealed carry-on. Previously, a person would have been in violation of law for carrying a gun in a manner in which any portion of the firearm was obstructed from view, such as when it was in a holster. So what they basically did was they codified open carry. And they made clear in their writings of this law, which is very important. It's very important to know this, that they made this clear and articulated it, because then people can't go around it because they didn't articulate it, like a lot of judge, you know, a lot of rulings that are coming out of courts. They wrote that concealed means hidden or obscured from common observation and shall not include a loaded or unloaded pistol carried upon the person in a sheath, belt holster, or shoulder holster that is wholly or partially visible, or carried upon the person in a scabbard or a case for carrying the weapon that is wholly or partially visible. Cue the gun control activists. They roll in and they get a temporary stay to stop the law from going into effect. Through a circuit court judge, it made it to the Mississippi Supreme Court, was dismissed, and unanimously backed the new law. But they weren't done. They were out there, you know, wringing their hands and kneeling and saying, allowing the open carrying of deadly weapons could cause the escalation of disagreements between citizens and could lead to increased incidents of violence with deadly weapons in the state of Mississippi. That doesn't exactly sound like they were hysterical, but that's what they were saying. They also speculated when firearms are openly carried by untrained individuals, it is less likely that these individuals will properly retain control of their weapons. Therefore, others are able to easily disarm carriers in order to use the weapon against innocent bystanders. So you see, good people of Mississippi that aren't in law enforcement, you guys are just a bunch of bumbling fools in their mind's eye. I mean, you can't hang on. If you show your gun, well, you're going to lose. It's going to be taken from you. And, of course, you're going to devolve into, what's that? He got the last beef brisket sandwich. Feel your hand. It's like in that movie Shame. You know, where the Jack Palance character is getting ready to gun down the sheep herder. And the sheep herder says, "Sorry, mister, I don't have a gun." Jack Palance, of course, gives him one. He's over there going, "Pick up, pick up." It's like we are these bloodthirsty savages that just can't wait to shoot something. When it's the furthest thing from the truth. But they think me and you are going to walk up on somebody that took our parking space and say, "I'm going to give you to the county." You know, go Jack Palance on him. Pick up the gun. Come at me. Show. Feel your hand. Pick up the gun. They're going to be protesting, like in Shane. I just came from Ciroc candy and some gingham for my wife. And then they're going to pick up the gun because they feel like they have no choice. And then we're going to mow them down. Guess what? None of that happened. Nothing changed. Except guns are in the open now and people aren't getting arrested for it. Each time anti-gun advocates are proven wrong, the Second Amendment, NRA, GOA, Second AF, all those guys, all of those positions become clearer, don't they? Legislators and other politicians should trust their constituents' ability to exercise their rights responsibly, rather than ever even take up the unfounded fear-mongering that the gun control advocates put out there. In Mississippi, like everywhere else, for the most part, no guns are being snatched out of holsters. No gun-carrying, law-abiding citizens are resorting to violence at the drop of a hat. It just doesn't happen that way. And, you know, one thing that I'll point out, and I know this is in radically bad taste, but I mean, if what they said was true, there would be no gun control activists, because we would have murdered all of you by now, because we're just bloodthirsty. I think, you know, gun control activists, for those of you who have fallen prey to the idea that we're all dangerous, I feel bad for you. Because I could be your best friend. Might save you one day. I'm not going to let anything happen to anybody innocent in front of me. For those of you who want to disarm me simply because you think that that's the best way to be in charge of things, I got a lot of ideological differences with you. And if you were to ever raise your hand to the degree of, you know, the way you want to have us killed all the time, or maybe we should kill ourselves, or you know, stuff like that, which we never advocate, well, it might get tense, but ideologically, you keep getting beaten. Gun law is loosening for the most part. Going to take a quick trip to San Diego County when we get here, when we get back. On a Monday, this is Lock and Load.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNlive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNlive.com. GCN.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code
PLOW.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
All right. Welcome back. On a Monday, on a Labor Day, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. In San Diego, when he took office, Sheriff Bill Gore said that he would protect the citizens of San Diego County. And then he set out to make sure that you had no other means to defend yourselves. But you actually do have a need to defend yourselves in San Diego County. Because last month, Sheriff of San Diego County missed the thousands of crime victims that occurred last month. Most of the victims, there's only about 50 concealed carry, 56, I believe, in San Diego County, 56 concealed carry permits in San Diego. Most of them, probably, cronies of Sheriff Bill Gore. Most of the victims were unarmed and defenseless. And here's a couple of, a few examples for you. Just to give you a, and don't forget, you know, Santa Barbara is in San Diego County. That's where Elliot Rogers had his day of retribution. In San Diego last month, a group of women were robbed at gunpoint in the Little Italy district at night. Two of them were shot. 76-year-old man was attacked in a parking lot. He required two surgeries to repair damage to his face and eyes. A registered sexual offender broke into a house and forcibly kissed and fondled the homeowner. He was caught and booked into the San Diego County Jail. A woman walking through North Park was attacked from behind and knocked to the ground. She called the police once she regained consciousness. Two college students were stabbed in unrelated incidents. They both required hospitalization, but they're both expected to survive. A man was found beaten to death in the front yard of his own house in the rural North County area. 25-year-old was beaten unconscious by three people. The medics did transport him to the hospital where he was pronounced dead. A parolee kidnapped a 21-year-old woman at gunpoint. And that's just a few of the rapes and assaults and murders in San Diego County last month. Bill Gore says he cannot issue concealed carry permits to ordinary citizens. But many other California sheriffs do just exactly that. And very shortly, his hand may be called on that, because we do have the Peruta case still brewing. But in San Diego County, California, right now, in what should be the another gun-free utopia, you have 150 residents who become victims of violent crime a day. And that's going to continue until... And you know what? Don't come to me with this, in California, we're much more enlightened than the rest of you rubes. I'm sure Chicago felt, the Chicago probably, we're much more enlightened than the rest of you rubes. And yet, as soon as concealed carry became available, the system that they have to go through became overwhelmed. Just like it was in California for those couple of days after the Peruta case. So don't come to me and give me this hogwash that people don't want to carry a gun. Don't give me that. Don't feed me that line. Because I'll tell you what people don't want. They don't want to get beat up. They don't want to be beaten to death in their front yard. They don't want to have their door kicked in and be forcibly kissed and fondled. I'm almost certain if I took a poll, I would find out the vast majority of people don't want to have that happen to them. And then if I say, if you carried a gun, you could actually do something about that. Would you do it? There's going to be some people, a gun, I don't know. Violence begets violence. No, please, let me explain something to you. When you're going about your daily lives and you're bothering no one and someone tries to visit violence on you, they deserve for you to be more violent to them. It's like saying that my life is not worth anything because I'm so against violence. Your life is irreplaceable to your family. Some of you out there saying, carrying guns, I saw this thing that happened at the gun range, a 9-year-old that shot the instructor. Guns are just dangerous. Everything is dangerous, okay? You get in your car and go driving every day. You drive to work, you drive to school, you drive something. It's more dangerous to drive a car than it is to carry a gun. You go to a doctor. There's more people killed in medical misadventure than are killed by guns and... they're killed with homicides with guns, suicide with guns, and car accidents combined. More people killed in medical misadventure. It's a very dangerous world. 2.5 million people in the United States die per year due to unnatural causes, premature causes. Some people bring it upon themselves. They drink themselves to death. They smoke themselves to death. Some people, it just happens. Some people, it just happens. For those of you who think, guns are bad. And listen, I don't really have time to take your poll because I got to go back out and lounge by my in-ground pool. That's more dangerous to infants than a gun. Lots of things very dangerous. There's no moral high ground to premature death. They're all tragic. All are tragic. And in San Diego County, it is tragic because it is imposed upon them by a sheriff who has taken it upon himself, rather than to simply uphold the law, which he could issue concealed carry permits in San Diego County if he so wanted to, but he doesn't want to. He wants his men to be the only ones with guns. And yet they have gun crime there. It's not doing a doggone thing to keep gun crime from happening. Because the criminals aren't going by his playbook. Got a group of women walking around. You know, there's safety in numbers. Yep, I know. That's right, Peggy. Let's go. Let's go. How many? We got 12 of us. Oh, there's a guy with a gun. It doesn't matter how many of us are there. Oh, two of us are shot. Just because they decided to go out to dinner. Ladies, if one of you had been armed and had blown that perpetrator clean out of his socks, he would have deserved everything he just got from you. If your life is threatened and you have done nothing wrong, you are justified in ending that life, like it or not. And you know what? One of the things, every time this comes up, everybody's going, well, you know, Bill, there's a great many factors that probably contribute to the lessening of crime. Probably the fact that we have evolved and enlightened ourselves so well. No. No, we haven't. Not in this world, not when we have ISIS cutting the heads off babies. The nature of man is still barely past the Neanderthal phase. Barely. We still have the predators, we have the sheep, and we have the people that are neither of those and look at the predators as predators. Okay? The people like me, we prey on predators. We don't look at the sheep and say, well, you know, there's no challenge in that. We just look at them as something that is not a threat. But predators are a threat. We're just more threatening. And we carry nicer weapons. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare fuel is the answer. Spare fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, spare fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents...
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
One more time at bat before we call it a day. On a Labor Day, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-877-317-6432. I want to leave you with this, okay? And it's not just the Democrats doing this, by the way. Congressman Duncan Hunter, Republican from California, member of the House Armed Services Committee, has gone on record as describing ISIS as a bunch of guys wearing pajamas, not an existential threat to U.S., only a threat if they can get their operators inside the U.S. to carry out attacks. To describe them as a bunch of guys wearing pajamas puts them in the same league as Obama's description of them as a JV team. This is a very serious miscalculation of their capability and intent, and it's also an insult to the thousands of people that they have butchered and murdered and killed and made to suffer, and who continue to suffer and die at the hands of these brutal jihadists. Hunter's assertion that they're not a threat unless they get here. They're here. You might have been correct. You're not paying attention, but you might have been correct. Maybe you should not make... Stop having those press conferences without... You need to fire everybody in your staff, Congressman. Chuck Hagel, the current Secretary of Defense, said this is a force that is sophisticated, it's dynamic, it's strong, it's organized, it's well-financed, it's competent. And it is a threat to our allies all over the Middle East. It's a threat to Europe. It's a threat to every stabilized country in on Earth. And it's a threat to us. They are here. Their flags are flying here. Now. They're all over Europe. Europe has been playing this multicultural thing. And they're going to have this. They're in for a fight. Europe is in for a big fight. Norway, Belgium, Denmark, England, France, Spain, they're in for a fight. An Air Force Lieutenant General, General McInerney, said unchecked ISIS is an existential threat to the United States, our allies, and very soon. But David French at National Review Online sums them up very well in six sentences. So let's make it really simple. Number one, Al-Qaeda carried out the deadliest attack on American soil in American history and the most devastating foreign attack against an American city since the British occupied and burned Washington during the War of 1812. Which brings us to item number two. ISIS is more brutal than Al-Qaeda. ISIS, number three, ISIS has more financial resources than Al-Qaeda. Number four, ISIS controls more territory and possesses more firepower than Al-Qaeda. That's one thing Al-Qaeda has not done. Al-Qaeda has not taken and held real estate. ISIS is doing it. Number five, ISIS has seized weapons-grade uranium in sufficient quantities to make a radiological weapon, a dirty bomb. Number six, the leader of ISIS declared to his former American captors, "See you in New York." And ISIS militants have pledged to raise the black flag of jihad over the White House. They are more capable than the terrorists that hit us in 9/11. We were employing pinprick strikes to try to neutralize Osama bin Laden, and that didn't work by itself. Finally, his second and third point, Congressman Hunter's second and third point, contradict each other. He states that ISIS is a threat if they can get operatives inside the United States. They can and they have. You guys haven't secured the border, Congressman. It's happening right now as we talk. Another thing we know is that Americans, as well as citizens from other nations, are joining ISIS. We have Americans in ISIS. Traveling around the globe undetected. If they, you know, it's one thing to have an Iraqi passport. It's quite another one to have an American or a British, you know. They can go around the globe undetected because it's extremely difficult to keep track of who they are, where they're from, and what their movements are. Unfortunately, Congressman Hunter is not a lone voice in this, which is very dangerous for us. Like most of the things they legislate, you understand, of course, that Congress, whenever they take up a piece of legislation, if you look at it, it's the same Congress people and senators always putting forth bills, and then there's a segment of Congress that you've never heard of. You've never heard of certain senators. There's only 100 senators, and there's some you don't even know their names or what state they come from. How often does the senator from North Dakota get out there and put out a bill that the press picks up? I don't even know who the senators from North Dakota are. I know who both the senators from California are. I know some of the senators from New York. When did the Republicans become weak on national defense? See, here's the thing. Being a politician should always be looked at it nothing more than being in a temporary position. Politicians that get out there today, I mean, the liberals do it all the time. I don't, you know, we got a few Republicans that do this. Trey Gowdy does it. Ted Cruz does it. The ones that will get out there and say the things that the press label the most outlandish are the ones that actually don't care if they get reelected. But here's the thing. Politics today is a performance-based profession. And this is why so many people like Ron Paul, because he was so different from the mainstream. He was willing to say the things that, and you know, he was labeled as like a fringe guy. Some of the things he said, I didn't agree with. But I never thought of him as a fringe guy because he was just saying what a lot of people think. We We need strong voices in D.C., and they're becoming few and far between. And the politicians that don't understand what ISIS is and what this means to the United States, and don't understand that the fact that they've taken no action of any real substance against them to defeat ISIS, okay? To defeat ISIS, you're going to have to go in there, and this is not going to, we're not going to win their hearts and minds. That's never going to happen. It is never going to happen. The ISIS, the ascendancy of ISIS, if you look at what they believe, it's a little bit like the Third Reich, where they believe they're superior and they will eradicate all of those that don't agree with them. Not, you know, the Third Reich was going after people. It didn't matter whether they agreed with them or not. They would go, they would come after you at the drop of a hat just because of what your last name was. But what they're doing to people who don't belong to Islam is an aberration that is happening today. If you want to figure out how enlightened we are, how enlightened the predator is, look at the predator class in ISIS, who haven't fought a real opponent yet, and who travel very much on reputation, and who have not invaded a country where the countryside can come alive and shoot them in a 300, at a 360-degree angle. But they want to. They're not afraid. They think we won't deal with them. But they're here. They're just over the other side. And the clock is ticking. We'll do this again in about 22 hours. Stay safe. Enjoy the Labor Day. Remember what I always tell you. Don't have time to do it. On a Monday, this has been Lock and Load.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.